All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
What I was going to ask was, I'm trying to remember, there was something. There's no savings if we don't do it, because what you pay in this, you end up.
You do receive some tax savings. In other words, when you deduct it pre-tax, then the county doesn't have to pay matching payroll taxes and things like that.
Pretty much balanced out.
So it typically pretty well pays for itself.
That's kind of the rule of thumb. I couldn't remember. Yeah. I remember there was a benefit. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yes. I had spoken with the benefits person, and everything was working well with it. There's no problem.
And then the final thing to bring up before the commission, and we did not talk about this as part of the medical, so we just need some direction. Historically, or currently, the county pays $100 toward dependent premiums. We did not discuss whether or not that would continue or what the commission's wishes are in regard to dependent contribution, but we do need to get an answer pretty quickly so that we can build it into the electronic enrollment system so that the employees know how much their charge would be if they elect a dependent cut.
Not realizing that we were going to discuss that, I didn't bring my folder down on that. But, I believe the research I did, we're taking an increase of about $9,000 on our insurance.
It was 9%. I don't know the dollars. Yeah.
And being $16,000 a month, if I remember right. I did the math then. I don't remember.
Out of GCR, I think it was over. And if the county continues to do that, I believe it was somewhere around $63,000. So we would need. So if we didn't do that on GCR, then our increase that it would have to hit, the county would just need to come up with just under $30,000 to still furnish the employee the same benefits on the medical that we were doing, but not take anywhere on GCR, knowing that we've got to look for places to cut GCR. So that's what I was looking at.
You need to know that?
As soon as you guys are getting, I don't have to know today, but as soon as you guys can let us know, because we do need to do the build out of the, maybe by next week would certainly be good if we could get an answer. But we just wanted to bring that to the level of discussion because we do need to build it into the system.
Do you guys want to wait a week and look at it and discuss it, or do you want to take action now?
You gentlemen may want to. I went over the reports pretty thoroughly on percentage and stuff, but if you want to, it's up to you. I'm comfortable now knowing that working on your budget to keep the health insurance the way it is without adding any more deductible. But if you gentlemen, it's up to you.
You're comfortable now with continuing on with $100?
With us not paying the $100.
So you don't want to pay the $100?
Correct. It's not that I don't want to. I don't think the county can afford it if we're going to continue the insurance on.
Mike, you want to look at stuff or you want to take action now?
I'd say let's look at it.
Okay. Okay. I have an answer for you next week, I guess.
Great. Well, that's all I have. Unless you have any other questions for me?
Thank you. Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Airport Aid Agreement, number 18-119.
Well, this is an aid agreement between the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission and Tannehill County for the reconstruction of the west apron and rehabilitation of the runway. They also will need a ordinance passed authorizing the execution of this agreement.
Should we not probably do that first before we...
The ordinance first?
And do you know, has our council looked at this? Do you know?
Yes, there's a letter there.
I didn't see the letter.
Emailed it to us.
What's the total cost of the apron rehabilitation on that?
The total project is $1.2 million. This aid agreement is covering the design portion, which was $99,500.
So this isn't the whole? Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They'll issue a supplement after it goes out to bid.
Is this a MoDoc when you have to be signed? And then the process will begin. Did the MoDoc agreement have to be signed?
This agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And then, is there not another agreement? Then we have two there.
We have an order and an agreement.
The order has to be signed and the agreement.
I think what Ms. White's asking, are you talking about the remaining funds? To get to the $1.2 million or whatever it is?
The agreement that we do with MoDoc now, is that the complete agreement?
No.
Is that just
no.
The, it just covers the,
yeah, just covers design and engineering of the project. And then once that's completed and they approve it, they'll issue a supplement to this agreement for the construction costs.
And so for the consultant cost in this part is the $900,500.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
We're at 10% of that.
Correct.
I don't like is the 50 years.
Doesn't the agreement say about 20 years?
20 years. If it was a land acquisition or something, it'd be the 50 years.
Just read Mr. Elliott's comment on the
attorney's comment where he says land interest.
Yeah.
Just says it's not clear the intention or meaning at the time. It reads, it just says land interest, but it doesn't. The concerns of council is too vague. Whenever you and I talked the other day, I realized it said 50 years, and there was concerns by council.
Well, I know, you know, this is a standard agreement from MoDOT, and they've all they've all said that 50 years.
I thought that's what the attorney
they'll change said. That. They'll change that one that says 20 to either 10, 20.
The attorney goes on to say he understands the project does not involve the acquisition of land.
Right, but...
says this provision is likely not material.
No, that's my understanding. If it's a land acquisition, it's 50 years. If it's something else, it's the lifespan.
Well, whenever she's done with that, let's do it again.
Reading the attorney's letter in the entirety and going on down.
Let me reread. It apart pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Found a typo.
Yes, he's pretty thorough. Appreciate that. And I had asked about that too, and I was comfortable after.
Again, I think we need to do the order to authorize the county commission first, because otherwise we can't really execute a contract if we're not able to execute. I think we need to skip down to the next item.
All right, let's move. All right, we'll move down to an order to authorize the county commission to execute a contract between the county of Taney and the Missouri Highway Transportation Commission, providing for airport aid agreement. / reimbursement of funds for the airport maintenance.
Okay. Move to approve an order to authorize the county commission to execute a contract between the county of Taney and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, providing for airport aid agreement, reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move back up to the 29, Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Airport Aid Agreement, number 18-119, AIR.
Move to approve the agreement by and between
Missouri Highway and Transportation.
What was the actual?
We should have it there.
Yeah. This is the law. Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County for the airport aid agreement.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.